Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. For the workday afternoon, Minister for Social and Family Development Masago Zulkifli was on this show not too long ago, earlier this year, and spoke on the industry digital plan for the early childhood education sector during the COS 2021 announcement. Today, we are joined on the phone by Robert Leong, Executive Director, and Dr. Jane Chin Kwan, Director and Curriculum Founder of School for Kids, to take a closer look at the implications of digitalization in early education. Robert, Dr. Jane, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks, Clarissa.
It's absolutely my pleasure to have you both on the line. Now, let's jump right into it. What technological and digital changes have been made at your centre in recent times?
Hi, Clarissa. This is Jane here, and I will take this question.
Okay.
Digital technology has brought about many changes to our way of life and in a big way to education. So at School for Kids, while we continue to maintain the healthy balance of learning through physical play, we've actually started the early adoption of tech gadgets for learning, such as iPads and learning apps and tech toys for play coding. And our teachers have used interactive whiteboards and QR code technology.
Does that mean that children in the very foreseeable future are going to all be able to code?
Yes, we hope in some way or form. Coding is a form of play rather than a coding programming language.
Right. So if you make it fun, maybe they'll be more open to it.
That's right.
Okay. How have the children reacted to the early technological and digital changes you've already made?
Well, for them, for one, the lessons are now more lively through in-house developed interactive content, which comes with animations, puzzles, and games. And learning is more fun and engaging because they can now use rich digital media such as tablets and cameras with all the elements of surprise. And yes, they get to play with fun tech toys like coding robots. Yeah.
This is language I don't understand anymore because there was obviously no coding when I was in, you know, preschool and what have you. Now, these changes, I'm going to assume you've already started to talk about it, have brought about a better preschool experience. But what of the educators and the parents? Are they more involved? Is it more interactive for them as well as the children?
Well, for one, our teachers have become more creative and savvy, and they find that they can use different digital tools like interactive whiteboards, tablets, and so on to make their teaching more interesting and engaging. And with recent times, through digital technology, they can now work conveniently from home to deliver lessons using live platforms like Zoom and Teams and send home parents information through QR codes. And for our parents, it means that their children are not missing out during school closures and they don't have to end up doing the teaching themselves at home because teachers now can engage their children live via webinars.
Sounds good to me. Now, how have these changes contributed? I suppose this is a big question for business, to commercial cost savings, such as through saved manpower hours, or is it even saved manpower hours?
Robert here. Digital investments do enhance operational efficiency, productivity, and experiences of parents. For example, in areas of customer relationship management software, or CRM, cloud computing, or teleconferencing, to enhance the digital transformation of preschools and our industry. On the average, we have approximately saved over 160 hours monthly, or about 15% increase in productivity levels so far. This will continue to improve over time. For example, for attendance and temperature taking, it's now done contactless and digitally. This contactless benefit is for the safety of parents, children, and teachers, especially during this pandemic time. Management reports are also available for analysis, compliance purposes. Another result is also the freeing up of time for teachers to be able to focus on interacting with children and parents. A second example would be that of the CRM, allowing for more personalized engagement with parents of potential children to provide additional information and timely follow-up. We have a commitment of a four-hour turnaround response time when an inquiry is made. And when we do that, this bolsters the customer journey experience of new parents. And our Zoom e-tours of the preschool is done instead of physical tours at the beginning. So some parents find it convenient and engaging and they sign on after this digital engagement online, while others will say that they will still prefer to still see the preschool and register there. But whichever way, they will spend less time at the center, and this increases manpower, productivity and safety for all. Another example is of a paperless invoicing and a receipt system, which is done centrally to manage finances and to increase convenience for parents, reduce our errors and manage our cash flow better. So these are good examples of how it has helped our preschools.
I can see where you're saving the manpower hours, and it is a lot more efficient.
Yes, with the consistent usage of this tech, we could save over, you know, $70,000 per month per preschool.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, I'm going to assume that COVID-19 accelerated the digitalization, the investment into digitalization, and now with the new cases, the new wave of cases, I'm wondering what else can be done, new can be done to bring about these processes and checks faster and more into the digital space.
Well, this is Jane, and I am going to say that the way we are transforming teaching and learning through digitalization has now gone from looking at it being important for the future to it being essential for the now.
Right.
So there are three big ways we're looking into it as part of our investment. Firstly, we are looking at equipping and empowering our teachers through training to use digital tools and means so that they can learn and plan their teaching anytime, anywhere, and increase productivity. The second area is in the creation of digital equity through the development of more digital interactive content as we adjust to new normals of toggling between the classroom and home-based learning. And finally, the third area is to look at strengthening engagement with parents so that we can draw them into the preschool education conversation through the use of video conferencing and social media and sharing their children's progress through digital data in the form of e-portfolios. So actually, as a result of the past year and a half's COVID measures, we have seen that parents are more receptive and inclined to collaborate with preschools and teachers to support their children's learning.
Right. And it sounds like the expectation of what our children will learn from preschool age is going to rise.
That's right. And we have to be mindful of the needs for 21st century skills. And part of that is largely focusing on developing computational thinking skills for the future.
We're speaking with Robert Leong, Executive Director, and Dr. Jane Ching Kwan, Director and Curriculum Founder of School for Kids. With continued growth and investment in digitalization, such as through the IDP, how do you see the preschool sector growing and expanding in the near future as a sector?
Robert here. Mm-hmm. The IDP roadmap has provided guidance and support for us to drive our digital transformation, recognizing that different preschools are at different levels of adoption. While there are numerous steps to implement, the benefits are substantial and worth investing in, both in terms of hardware and heartware. For us to be ready future, we continue to look at investments in technology and we monitor such developments in AR, VR, robots, geofencing to enhance the learning experiences of our children and also to upskill our educators.
Okay. What do you think these digital changes mean for operators and as well as the dollars and cents of preschool operators? You're pretty big. Is it going to be harder in the future for preschool operators considering starting a new business like this because the cost investment is going to be higher?
Robert here. Mm. We will see digitalization as investment, not as an irrelevant cost or expense.
Right.
From an operational point of view, learning, development, and this is because we focus resources on better engaging children and nurturing our teachers. So in terms of the different technologies that can be selected and implemented, our government agencies have a range of them. So preschool owners can take a look at these range of technologies available, and there are schemes from agencies to assist preschools in adopting them, as well as developing a mindset for their teachers. By investing in such digitalization, the numerous objectives will be realized, including preschools being future-ready, as Singapore is working towards being a smart nation, emphasizing quality early childhood education and learning is continuous, regardless of potential disruptions like COVID-19, equipping teachers and other staff members with skills to remain relevant and to advance further in. This also leads to teachers' retention and job satisfaction. Engagement with parents on their children's progress weekly and quarterly. All these benefits far outweigh the costs and the challenges in terms of training the staff to use technologies.
Before I let you both go, I have a question for Jane, because I think it's more curriculum-based question. All mm-hmm. this digitalization that you're putting into place and is recommended and supported by MSF, what does this mean for our future workforce? These kids, these early education young children of today, of tomorrow, will someday be our workforce. What will it mean for them the earlier they start with digitalization?
That's a question that's often raised by educators, not just here, but worldwide, whether we are starting children too early on these skills. I think at the heart of it is getting children to be future ready as an individual, as a person. So they need to also balance their learning, not just focusing on skills and technology, gadgets, but also on healthy social emotional skills. And I think that will give them that confidence to face any challenge that the future may bring for them.
Right. So play is still very important, especially for our younger children.
Absolutely. A healthy balance in play and learning, the choice of technology versus traditional toys. I think all of those will help our children grow more wholesomely.
And I think as parents, we sometimes forget that, don't you think?
Yes, we get carried away. And when we go to work, we feel a little bit guilty and feel that we must get them the latest, the best. And then sometimes just being with them, reading with them and just hugging them is more than enough.
Fantastic timely reminder for all of us parents. We've been speaking to Robert Leong, Executive Director, and Dr. Jane Chin Kwan, Director and Curriculum Founder of School for Kids, about the digitalization in early education. Robert, Jane, thank you so much for the time and the information.
Thanks Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.